Welcome to What a Time to Be Alive, the only podcast counting down everything this week that made you say, "What a time to be alive." And now, Patrick Monahan, Kath Barbadoro, and Eli Uden.
Folks, welcome to What a Time to Be Alive, the online podcast that counts down things this week and they say things tell the podcast. I'm Patrick Monahan.
I'm Kath Barbadoro.
Brisk, business-like introduction. I'm Eli Uden. That too. Welcome.
It like started before the theme song was even halfway over.
Everything's just all fucked up now.
Going for it.
Getting it going.
I don't know what the fuck to do now.
Enough.
I'm freaked out.
Patty wants to get this over with.
Enough.
Enough he's with got, this.
He's got places to be. He is.
If I
talk fast, maybe we'll be done sooner.
I have important sitting to do later, okay?
I have walls to stare at.
That's right.
These walls aren't going to stare at themselves.
That's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We had a start that couple minutes ago, and so I was trying to keep it at the same speed, you know, and I was trying to keep.
Oh, so we could recreate our banter about how fast you.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
No,
banter that we lost.
That's right. I was fishing for someone to say that it was fast again,
and then you jumped the gun. Now we have to line everybody back up. In fact, we might have to start this a third time.
Start it over again.
I think we got to start it all over again.
Screw you! You're fired.
This race is now invalid. Somebody jumped the gun.
We lost that classic B movie bit that we were doing.
Yeah.
How
Where
it was
I was
like
pondering
those movies.
How many times someone has said the word B on our podcast.
I think it dramatically spikes when we have a story about bees.
that's probably my guess. Like, that is kind of what science, like, especially like sociology studies are, is like, that's you get a grant for like $100,000 to prove that when we have a story about bees, we say the word bee more often.
Oh, yeah.
You, like, you know,
there's a lot of
years long analysis about it.
I've made public my grievances with the science world.
Eli like, is anti-science.
I'm just saying half the studies are like, dogs become stressed when exposed to sirens. And it's like, yeah, probably, you know.
You heard it here first. Do not follow the science. That is the official stance of Eli Uden. Yeah. And not the podcast.
It's not part of the episode, but someone did post in the Discord and I enjoyed that was like, in a similar vein, like Blizzard, which is like a game company that's like had a lot of bad news, like harassment and stuff. They developed a diversity matrix to check how diverse their games are. It's just like, just look at the fucking game. And then they used it at a conference to classify Mario and everyone was like, Mario is like the game nobody cares about. It's like the one that's allowed to just be Mario. And it was very funny.
Like, well, everyone in Mario is white. It's like, okay.
I mean, that's what they say.
Is Yoshi white?
There's dragons and turtles and stuff.
Yoshi's a space dragon.
Yeah.
But no, they are like, well, two of them are Italian. It's just like, they're doing this on stage.
I love that they're then opening up the whole other can of worms of, does Blizzard think Italians are white? Yeah. And you get that
they do say so. They're like, well, that's Western, but it's a little like.
Who wants to be a millionaire? Question of are Italians white? Very good. Like,
well, you know, I mean, Mario and Luigi would only really have been considered white in the past 150 years. You know, that's a recent thing. So it's like, okay, what? He's jumping on mushroom, guys. We don't need to discuss this.
We do not need to get to the bottom of this. This could be a question left unanswered.
I felt so bad for the people that had to present it, because they presented it on stage at like a game developers conference, and you could tell Blizzard was like, you have to do this so we look better. And it's three just seem like perfectly nice women who are trying to give
best.
This thing. And two of them are like kind of hiding it well, and in the middle is kind of like, just this, like, talk about staring at a wall. She's just standing there, just like, while they're saying stuff, and they're like, you know what? Toad is a child. And it's like, I don't even know if he is. He's a mushroom.
Yeah.
I don't really.
He's got like a job. I don't know if he's like a little kid. You know, he's got to guard the princess, right?
Yeah. Now they've got a labor problem in Mario.
In Mushroom Kingdom, I mean, yeah, who knows what kind of laws they have over there? It's a disaster. Yeah.
But yeah, I love the idea of having to grid everything onto a matrix on your wall on a whiteboard to figure out if it's a diverse game.
Well, that's, I mean, that's really what everyone who wants.
Imagine how cold their offices are.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck off, Shelby.
Shelby is able to just push.
They got a lot of problems over there.
Yeah, he's like, the robot says it, not me. I'm not responsible for what this crazy robot is saying.
He's just the robot's keeper. That's what that is.
Yeah, if they forget to put salt down, employees could slip outside. You know, it's dangerous over there at Activision. Yeah.
Blizzard.
Robot just derisively telling people to bring a sweater. That's what's happening.
That's the real problem. Like, the remember when there was that whole thing about how, like, cold offices are sexist or whatever? That's the real, like, diversity problem at Blizzard, because it's just a walk-in.
It's a Blizzard.
There.
Yeah. So it's a, there's always,
hey, honey, happening. You knew what the name was when you applied. You know, that's the boss.
The game developer, yeah.
You walk into a game company in Irvine, California, the guy's like, hey, welcome to Blizzard.
Oh, we like it when our female employees smile a little bit more. Thanks.
Yeah.
Oh, man. We should probably not be joking about this, because I think that is an actual problem.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, I was just talking about the cold. Yeah, sorry.
Yes. Yeah, no, real thing. But who knew? They were like, we just act the way that gamers in the 90s acted. And they're like, yeah, that's not allowed. That's not. We absolutely we aren't allowed to do that.
Yeah.
So anyways, yeah. Scientists, take a hike. Some of you. The ones not doing anything.
Get them out of here.
Some of you are all right. You know who you are. The rest of you, pack it up. Get out of here.
So it does sort of graft whatever your personal views are onto that statement and decide that we agree.
I mean, yeah, some of them definitely feel like it's like, oh, I have to submit a grant today, but I was up late the night before. Because they're like, you know, it's like, the effect of plants on me. And then they're like, all right, check it out. I'm like, cool. Got my next 3 years figured out. Take that. Roasted, skewered.
There you go.
I mean, it doesn't sound like a bad way to live. It sounds pretty fun, actually.
It does.
I get why that would be cool. Yeah. If that were
what you need to find is a sort of eccentric billionaire who's willing to fund your research for the next 3 years if you just go and provide an assessment of a park he's about to open.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and that's useful, I think. If you can get that, that's huge.
That's a good system.
Yeah. It's a good life until the siren goes off and you have to evacuate the mountain.
You're gonna have to bring back his grandchildren at one point.
I haven't seen any of the Jurassic Parks except the first one, but I went to the movies last night and I saw the trailer for the new one, and there's like a line in the trailer where someone's just like, dinosaurs and humans can't coexist, and it's like, yes, so why do you keep trying? This is like the eighth movie. Like,
well,
what is
out.
Going on?
They got out this time, so they're out. Like, they're around.
They're always out. They're always getting out.
No, but they're like out. They're like in like the continental U.S. Like, they're just like around.
There are like shots in the trailer of them like dinosaurs like fucking bathing in the Trevi Fountain in Rome.
It's like it's like, you know, like local news story about like a bear knocking over garbage cans in like the suburbs. Except now it's like a, you know, I don't know, Ankylosaurus or something. You know what I mean? That's like what we're talking about here.
That'd be a fun take on Jurassic Park, like a Shaun of the Deadification of Jurassic Park, where it's just they're like local pests in your neighborhood.
Yeah,
like
real velociraptors, the
like,
tiny
ones.
Can't leave
my garbage at the curb or the velociraptors get into it.
They probably would. I mean,
they absolutely would. They're scavengers, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't know if they're scavengers or, I don't know. I'm not 6 years old anymore, so my knowledge of velociraptors has dropped. But I think they'd probably get into it. They'd get into it, you know. A lot of
I think it'd be a problem.
Yeah, I was sad to find out how many Like, even I figured that at least at this point in time, we knew what dinosaurs were real. And now I'm finding out that dinosaurs from when I was a kid are just not real.
Yeah, like, they got like Frankenstein together into fake skeletons.
Yeah, like the Brontosaurus was like number one. Like,
yeah, Brontosaurus got the heave-ho.
Like, Family Feud, name a dinosaur, is Brontosaurus. And now they're like, actually, it's not real. And I was like, you guys are so fucking bad at this. Stop making up, stop cramming bones together. What do you want, a deadline?
Look, you got Brachiosaurus, which is way bigger. So, you know, but yeah, Brontosaurus,
yeah,
beat it.
Hit the bricks.
Fake ass.
Yeah, what's next? Ankylosaurus? You're going to be like, actually, they didn't have a cool tail at all. It was just a turtle. It turns out we found a turtle, and there was a...
turtles are cool, though. Like a big-ass turtle.
Turtles are really cool.
Yeah, but they're around. I can
wrap my head around
a turtle. It's like the Neverending Story turtle. Like, that's a big-ass turtle.
Mm.
The one that keeps sneezing on Atreyu, you know.
A big turtle is cool, but, like, again, big turtles do exist in real life now.
Yeah. That's the thing. It doesn't excite my imagination. You know, never seen Neverending Story. Gonna be honest, seems boring.
Me neither, yeah. Hmm. Don't know if a 34-year-old me would enjoy it.
It's tough now.
It seems like a nostalgia play to me. I'm not gonna lie. Every time someone describes it, I'm like, that does not sound like
it's.
I got burned with Goonies, so I'm done watching anything that I never saw.
Neverending Story does not try to be funny at all, so you won't have that problem.
Oh, good.
How many are there? A lot of child actors screaming all their lines in it.
Not really, because it's
a little bit though.
The main child actor is just
does
like
famously reading. Scream Atreyu, or somebody screams Atreyu, right?
Well, he's the kid. Well, I'm not gonna look. We're not gonna spoil anything here, okay?
Don't spoil this 40-year-old movie.
What's gonna happen that I'm surprised by?
There's the main kid, Bastion, and he's the guy who reads the book. He gets the book, and it transports him into the story, basically. But he's like just like hanging out in his, for some reason, because he has bullies or whatever. He stays in his school's like attic and like reads, even though like
that seems like a self-fulfilling prophecy.
It's weird, but
you're the attic book kid. Yeah,
well, later he rides the Falcor, the big dragon guy, and like chases the bullies, and the bullies have to like get in a dumpster, so he gets them.
What would happen if he caught the bullies? Would he eat them or kill them?
So
dragon just eats the bullies. Bad and now kids. People's kids are gone.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't like this. No. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't recommend it now. Like I said, it's not particularly, you know. But
shout out.
It's not for us. It's for little kids. They like it.
Speaking of the Goonies, shout out, though. I believe it's the same guy who, he's in Everything Everywhere All the Time. And he was the guy who played, I think, Data.
Yeah.
And he played Rounds. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then everyone was like, why'd you take a break from acting? And he was like, look at the roles I was being. He was like, I played a kid named Data, and then I put on a Yankees hat and ran around screaming Indiana Jones in like an offensive accent. He was like, yeah, I took a break. How many times can I do that?
He's so good in that movie. I was so happy he came back. Like, he's really, really good in it. But yeah, his like whole story about like, yeah, there were no roles for me. I was these like weird racial stereotypes as a kid, and then he saw Crazy Rich Asians and he was like, maybe it's my time, maybe I can actually get cast in something good. Mm-hmm. And he was. That movie's very good. I liked it.
I still gotta see it.
It's fun. I think you'll like it.
Yes, it's very good.
Yeah,
I've come to peace with the fact now that the TV that I have now is just big enough that I probably won't see. I'm going to lie to people about seeing movies in theaters. I'm like, I got to see that. And I'm like, I'm just going to wait until it streams. And then I'm watching on my couch. You know.
Well, we're all going to know now because you just put us on notice. So.
I like
Should we
to,
do numbers soon?
Let's do it.
Do we want to say the things we wanted to say?
Let's
about
plug stuff.
Let's do some pre-plugs.
We've got a couple things to get off our chest.
No, they're going to turn it off, Shelby. Don't do it.
People reflexively turn it off when they hear that song, even if it's 15 minutes into the podcast.
Oh, shout out to Dan Wilbur, who is a funny comic who texted. He was the one who's in his car. It just played about 40 plugs in a row.
It was Dan Wilbur. Yeah,
car
is
even worse. But yeah, we got some exciting stuff happening.
Yeah, man, we got a live stream this Thursday. where people have we haven't decided what we're going to do yet, but we have some good ideas, some good suggestions.
Yeah, so people want to do a world-building type game, so we might do that.
I think that would be really fun. But yeah, that's for patrons only, so patreon.com/oneatimepod. Join up there. And if you join up there, you will also get a discount on the tickets to our live show, July 8th at the Gutter in Greenpoint. It's... that place is so fun. I'm really excited.
The Gutter rules.
Yeah. It's a good time. It's like a cool dive bar bowling alley. It's very fun.
Yeah. Make a whole night of it. Go bowl and then come back to the show.
Yeah. It should be really fun. That's at 8 p.m. July 8th. And yeah, if you're a Patreon member, you get $5 off your ticket. It's $10 for everybody else. Please come out. It should be really fun. We're really looking forward to it.
Yeah. And, you know, the Patreon's $5 and you get $5 off a ticket. So why not sign up for the Patreon? It's basically free.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
And exactly, so, Shelby.
And, you know, speaking of things you get with the Patreon, you also get free shipping at our merch store. And we are debuting a new mug in the merch store. And that's going to be available at whatatimepod.bigcartel.com. Mm-hmm. That's in honor of our 200th bonus episode.
Exactly. 200. We're hitting 200 bonus episodes on our Patreon today. So
talk about a value proposition.
A lot of time to kill. If you're going on a road trip this summer, hit up that Patreon. Mm-hmm. Get all those bonus episodes. They're timeless, you know?
Yeah. I still love Patty's one famous time when he said, no shipping for patrons.
Yeah. If you sign up, it's not coming to you.
Local pickup only.
If you're a patron, we'll make sure not to send you your merch. That's very important.
You have to go to wherever Big Cartel stuff is made and hit the buzzer.
It's Bangladesh or whatever, probably. Yeah.
It's like buying gold. We'll hold it for you. You know, you own it, but you'll never touch it or see it.
Yeah,
your ownership will be registered on the blockchain of our merch.
Nothing's a solid increase in investment like a t-shirt.
We're joining the blockchain. We're very excited to announce. Everything is going to be on the blockchain now. It's like I was going to say, it's like that. That there's
it's
like
time to get in on it.
That's right. It's time to join the metaverse. We have to do it. It's like the Mr. Bean NFTs.
Yeah, just in time.
Just in time. Everyone's like, I forget who it was. I was like,
there was a tweet.
Mr. Bean would enter the metaverse.
Just like the equivalent of walking into like the Wall Street with like all the alarms going off, holding a slip, just like.
Yeah, walking into fucking Bear Stearns the day everyone's getting fired.
1929, someone's slamming into the sidewalk while he's walking in to buy stock.
He's buying the dip, okay?
Man, I saw this fucking bleak Twitter account today called TikTok Investors, where it's like, it's like TikTok people giving financial advice, and it's literally just like, people describing exactly how the market collapsed in 2008, but as financial advice. It is so bleak. It is extremely dark. Check it out if you want to laugh and then be really sad.
That was like that dude during the pandemic who was like, just start an LLC and then you can take out a huge PPP loan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Which is something. Yeah. Ill-advised PPP loans will be covered on the bonus, I believe, partly. And we have to get to numbers, but it may be depressed too. I wrote an article on Charles Ponzi, the original Charles Ponzi, this week, and basically the takeaway was like, it's named after him, but this scam has existed forever and still exists, and people fall for it every time. It will always exist.
Yep.
Like, no one will ever figure this out.
Pretty much.
They just see somebody else with money and they go, that seems like a good investment. So
yeah, no, those PPP loans, like, lie, cheat, and steal
If you guys took out a PPP loan, that would be so funny. Your scam podcast gets audited.
No, we have stories to cover until the end of time.
Right,
like,
you guys are just awash in content.
Yeah, between that and crypto, like, we try not to, the problem is that it's, like, the same thing every time, pretty much, so, like, we try not to repeat, but, like, we could have a podcast forever, because there are so goddamn many. Anyway, numbers time. Let's do it.
Number five,
this comes to us from Iguana Helium Cube in the Discord. This is one where I don't know if you could call this a scam. It's certainly a misuse of government funds. This is a man, Jacob Philbeck, who has been arrested.
Calling him out.
Yeah, take that. You know, no laws around identifying somebody here. Where he... so he was placed in prison because he was calling 911. I keep seeing 911.
We were planning this.
I've been doing this forever.
Calling 911.
Yes.
Yep. I invoke 911 on you.
Yeah.
That's what he was doing.
So he was booked. He was on a charge of misusing the 911 system. Said that he was providing information that was, quote, a non-emergency situation. Warned not to make similar 911 calls again. The call he was making, which he made multiple times in one day. So on May 8th, he just kept calling 911, telling them to arrest Joe Biden. he was like, hey, guys, don't know if you know this.
Was Joe Biden, like, around? Was he, like, near him?
He was in his trash can. He was
Joe Biden. Like, is this, like, in D.C. or, like, what? Like,
no, he's just, like, probably just read Gateway Pundit or something and was like, this guy should be in jail or whatever, yeah. I assume.
He's eating babies or something. I'm sure that's
Or something to do with the 10% for the big guy or whatever. I don't know. Whatever the stuff that they rant about all the time. I have no idea.
Yeah, he was wandering around his yard doing finger guns at a telephone pole. And so he was, you know.
Biden?
It's actually a wellness call.
Biden's
wellness
getting
check.
Into my trash.
Yeah.
There's a pest in my yard. It's Biden.
He's going in there.
He keeps calling the lawn gnome in my front yard Jack. It's very confusing.
That's actually what you just picture somebody in like a white coat putting their arm around him and saying, let's go, Brandon. Gently.
The only white boy you know who did it.
That's right.
Yeah. So, times.
So did they arrest him?
He's getting angry at the lawn gnome and it refused to shake his hand. They did arrest him.
Did the local police arrest the president?
They did arrest Joe Biden.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They got him. They went.
We got him.
They called the Secret Service and told them the secret code. That means you gotta go backwards. You gotta go reverse Secret Service.
It's opposite day.
Yeah, it's opposite day. You have to dive away from Joe Biden. and then also he had a second request in these 911 calls that I think really just drives home. It's like, hey man, if you're trying to get people to listen to you, he also wanted El Chapo to be freed, which seems unrelated.
Interesting.
Separate calls, maybe.
Arrest the president, free El Chapo. Who isn't he out? No, he's back in.
I think
El Chapo's back in.
I think he's out and in. I mean, he's there.
Well, he was out a lot. Like he's like. He's escaped from a bunch of prisons, but they got him again.
Yeah.
I believe.
They keep putting him in the jail cells with doggy doors, and then they're like, oh no, what happened? He keeps crawling back out.
He's really tiny, too, so that's like an extra. Mm-hmm.
The bars are just too far apart.
He's in like the Colorado. He's in like ADX Florence, I think.
He's in the like full. He's in the Magneto jail.
He's on a black site somewhere.
He's in the jail from Face Off, which is on like an oil derrick.
I think it was just like every time he escaped, they were just like, well, yes, it turns out he paid everyone that lurks at the jail, and then so they let him out.
It's not like he's like good at escaping.
He's not like, Houdini.
Yeah.
He's like, he just has more money than the government does. And they're just like, I'll just pay you to let me out. And they're like, how much? And he gives them a number.
A lie, cheat, and steal episode about this guy who escaped from like 5 jails in Texas and literally every time just by his wits, and he escaped on the same day every time. He would escape on his birthday every time, and they still didn't get him. Like I think he like remained free and then he died. I can't remember his name, but yeah, they made a movie about him called I Love You Philip Morris, but his name is not Philip Morris. His partner's name is Philip Morris.
That's anyway. Like that's one of those movies that I've never seen, never will see, but the title is more welded into my brain than other, like I Heart Huckabees. Never saw it, never going to. I'll remember that title until the end of my, because it's just a brain worm.
I thought that movie was about cigarettes.
I think most people did, which is why I don't think it did very well. But
it's about Jason Schwartzman with a bob, I think, was the main.
Oh, that's I Heart Huckabees is about that. Oh, yeah, I Love You, yeah. Philip Morris is the one that he thought was about cigarettes because Philip Morris.
Yeah, not a great.
The guy's name, by the way, is Stephen J. Russell, the guy who escaped from prison like a million times and in like stupid ways every time.
Adding
like,
a lot weird... of bees to the counter here.
the bee counter is buzzing up.
That's also, I feel like that's a fail in the marketing department where if they're like, okay, this story is about, you know, escaping from prison a ton of times. And they're like, we're going to call it I Love You, Philip Morris. And they're like, okay, well, that's not really what it's about. Also, that sounds like cigarettes. And they're like, that's what it's called. Instead of, why don't you just call it Guy Gets Out of Prison a Ton of Times.
I think it's like a quirky indie comedy about this guy. So they were going with that.
It's based on a book. Like, that's the title of the book also.
Okay, that's the title of the book. And like, it is like, it's a weird story because he would escape and go back to Philip Morris, his boyfriend. Mm. And so he would escape to be with Philip Morris. It's funny that his boyfriend's name is Philip Morris.
He escaped anyway. To play the shins for his boyfriend, Philip Morris.
Yes, exactly.
You should have just called it Prison Break.
I would have seen it. I watched that show. That show was dumb as fuck. So,
do they break out of prison in every episode? Is it like a procedural of people breaking out of prison?
He was getting a
Prison Break of the week.
I mean,
he's got the whole damn prison tattooed on his body. Yeah. And no one looks twice at it.
It's like, hey man, it looks like you're getting a map tattooed on you.
That's what that's about.
That's how they get out.
He gets put in jail to break his brother out. Mm-hmm. So
that is so dumb.
I think it's disguised.
They get
out
and then they like have to go back. Like they get put in multiple jails in different places.
It gets renewed for multiple seasons. Yeah. So
there's a guy named Teabag in it.
There sure is. He's one of the two guys in Twin Peaks, the third season. He's the other guy with the Belushi.
Yeah. He's one of those guys. He's one of those actors that looks like an eagle a little bit. Looks like a bird. You know? Teabag from Prison Break. I think that show had like 7 seasons because as soon as it started doing
they're gonna
well,
put Biden in prison and he's gonna get the prison map tattooed on him.
Yeah, so
I'm trying to bring this back around.
90 episodes of Prison Break.
This is impressive.
90?
Yep.
God damn.
Yeah, turns out they're pretty hard to break up. They need a lot of time. So they went to his. This is even more impressive. I knew it was all in one day because it was all these calls were all on May 8th, I believe. He was arrested at 6 a.m. So this was within 6 hours. It was like just in the wee hours of
through
May.
The night. Yeah, they were investigating. They were staking him out.
Yeah,
and they got him in the morning.
And so they booked him into the county jail, $150 bond, and the arrest report does note that there was an indication of alcohol influence. And then they went to his Facebook page.
Getting drunk and calling 911 for like almost any reason is very funny.
Definitely feels like a better bit.
I need to solve an emergency right now while I'm shit-faced. And the emergency is the president of the United States should be in jail.
Yeah.
So yeah, El Chapo needs to be out of jail and Joe Biden needs to be in jail. It's like that's not compelling.
Now that is a face-off. That's what we should face off.
There we go.
Sure. You're not going to believe this. I went to his Facebook page, and this guy's got some crazy ideas. I'll try to read one of his posts as written, which means zero punctuation.
Okay, here we go. What's the cap situation? All caps?
There's
no caps.
One word capitalized that I'll emphasize.
Okay.
All right. It's scary to do research and find out how much today's Democratic Party and Hitler's Nazi Germany have in common. Wow.
Okay, here we go.
And then in another post, he goes, for the record, I am very conservative.
Like, oh, really?
It seems like it. Even more right than many Republicans. Maybe I'm libertarian, IDK. So, all right, man.
For the record.
Maybe I'm libertarian, IDK. Yeah.
IDK. Well, best of luck to him. I hope.
Yeah.
I hope something comes of this for him. I hope he. I don't want Joe Biden to go to jail. I guess, but maybe you know what? Meet him halfway. Let El Chapo out. Yeah. Meet him halfway.
Hey man, if your idea of a good May 8th is to slam a bunch of fucking Bud Light Platinums and call 911 and tell them to put the president in jail. Go ahead. You
there
know.
Are worse ways to spend your time. Put your taxes put cover them, that 911
the weekend.
Yes, our favorite guy.
Put them both in like a halfway house. That's how you split the difference here.
Yeah, Joe Biden and El Chapo, roommates in a halfway house.
Yeah, yeah, that's, he thinks it's going to go off like that, where they're going to cross on a helipad as Biden goes to prison and Chapo leaves. Like, it's an exchange. He thinks it's an exchange.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see. We'll wait and see. Joe Biden might be going to prison. That's a, you know,
developing story.
Watch
developing.
This space.
Watch the space.
Subscribe we'll for updates.
Folks, if you're enjoying the main episode, check out the bonus episode on our Patreon. It is our 200th episode. Bonus episode, that is. We talk about zoos a lot because 200 kind of looks like zoo.
Crack open the mailbag. We discuss some other things as well. We talk about a little COVID scam, COVID relief scam, sort of.
Yeah, I think it counts.
Talk about the TikTok trends or the sounds that we hate, the songs on the clips that we hate the most from the algorithm. So.
And then Shelby plays them over and over and over again. Correct. So check it out. Patreon.com/whatatimepod.
Number four.
Number four comes from Iguana Helium Q as well in the Discord. Also has to do with the phone. Lots to talk about the phone these days.
Kids love to be on it.
Kids love to be on phone. There is a...
or just like me.
A two-year-old kid who he was... I guess she gave him... Let's see. Yeah. Basically, she gave him his phone. His phone. She gave him her phone because he was, you know, agitating to have access to the phone.
My child is agitating, please. Yeah.
So he had the phone and normally just kind of like looks at it or whatever, I guess, looks at his reflection, I guess. That's a little alarming.
A little narcissist.
Instead of doing activities or playing on the phone, he likes to just look at his reflection. But apparently he was pressing the screen. Swinging it around, like he was just kind of, I don't know, waving the phone around, and she just kind of said, okay, whatever, man, you know, I guess, I don't know, I don't know what you say. And then she got a notification that she was sorry that her DoorDash order was taking longer than usual. She had not ordered DoorDash, so that was a concern. And I guess she was confused because... she packed lunches for her other kids, I guess, at school. So I guess, you know, again, confirmed nobody ordered DoorDash. And then she was outside with the kid who was playing with the phone, and a car pulls up, and someone gets out of the car and pulls out a giant McDonald's bag and says, 31 cheeseburgers?
No!
So that's what the kid did. He ordered 31 cheeseburgers.
Man, it must be really fun to be a DoorDash driver who gets an order like that, and you get to get out of your car and announce it.
Yeah.
Hello.
31 cheeseburgers?
Just a huge McDonald's bag.
Huge, yeah.
And double
like
bags.
A trash bag, a 30-gallon McDonald's branded trash bag
and,
full of cheeseburgers.
This story is obviously funny, but it also has like a happy ending. No one in our family likes cheeseburgers, which is, they're not, unless you're like a vegetarian family or something. I don't know. That's strange. But anyway.
You know what? I don't really like cheeseburgers.
Would you say that?
I don't like cheese on my burger.
Would you say that no one in your family likes cheeseburgers?
No, that, I mean, the odds of that.
I feel like statistically that's unusual.
Yeah. If you got three kids.
That's...
None of my kids like McDonald's.
Gave me a cheeseburger, I would eat it. Like, yeah, I'm not like, you know. Yeah. If a DoorDash driver showed up with 31, I'm putting away at least two of those.
It's no question. But I know what you mean. It has the energy of like when there's like a really healthy, there's really healthy parents and they're like, our kids actually don't even like soda. And it's like, every kid likes soda.
They are not allowed to have soda. I bet you have soda when you're not in sight of them.
Yeah. It was like, your kid isn't allowed to have it. If I offered your kid soda, he would do a terrorism for me. Like, I could get him to do anything.
Kids are like mosquitoes.
I grew up with like healthy parents and or like, you know, like we did not have junk food or soda or things in our house like that. And my entire childhood was just a soda seeking missile. It was like, where and when can I have good snacks?
Just like, every little kid is just D'Onofrio from Men in Black. They just want sugar and water. That's the key detail.
Kath was just camping out by soda machines. hoping someone put in too many dollar bills.
I was more like a chips. Like I liked salty more than sweet, but like totally just like on the lookout for snack opportunities at all.
Well, that's
times.
Yeah. I mean, I was definitely. We didn't have any real restrictions on our diet or anything, so we had like tons of junk food, you know, whatever. And like I ate it, but I wasn't like, you know, like I wasn't like Garfield with lasagna. You know what I mean? Like it was under control. If I wanted, I would have it. But I had a friend whose parents ran like a health food store in town, and when he and like some of the other kids came over, it was like they would presumably just did not eat dinner. You know, it was one of those things. Yeah. You know, when they went back home, like it was just like, yeah, loading up. So,
yeah.
This is what restriction does to your brain. Yeah. It's why everyone has messed up, especially, you know, diet culture shit. Yeah. It's all true. If you don't like hide it and make it a special treat, it won't be a big deal.
Baby Kath covered in squirrels trying to bum a Frito from people leaving 7-Eleven. Like, let me get one. Can I hold one of those?
Man, my lunches and shit, I had, could make no trades. My lunches were worth for bottom of the stock market, of the lunch stock market. Just garbage, penny stocks, nothing.
NFT lunch, just.
NFT lunch, just garbage.
No fucking thanks.
Yeah. Couldn't get anything, man. I mean,
Well, so this family, anyway, setting all that aside, they didn't want the burgers. And so she put something on the town Facebook page, which is like the only, like one of a few, like
Facebook Marketplace.
non-psycho things on the town Facebook page, I would imagine.
I feel like all Facebook Marketplace ads are for 31 cheeseburgers, though.
Well, this is
for
the
something
town,
like
yeah.
equally
this is not
insane.
The, well, according to this, this is not the marketplace. This is like okay. on the town, on like, the, like a, she did like a post on the town Facebook page.
Oh, also, I see. In between all the people calling for Joe Biden to be arrested.
Or whatever, yeah. right? Kind of, pretty
Facebook
much,
Marketplace,
what, yeah.
$0 to arrest Joe Biden, please. OBO.
Okay, there's a, there is a very cute picture that I'm
yeah with the I've seen with the baby and on the
I want to see it yes. with the burgers. Like, is it the baby and the burgers?
Yeah, here's
also
the post.
If I saw somebody on Facebook Marketplace that was offering 31 free McDonald's burgers, my assumption would be that this is somebody who thinks they like cracked the recipe and is trying to tell if anyone can figure out that they're not real McDonald's burgers.
Okay, so she did give one to the baby. That's good.
He took like a fake little bite though. So that's
sort
of thing.
He's just getting started. It's
a little shrimp.
He's got a lot more next to him.
But so yes. Yeah, so there's the post.
I would not take one of these burgers though, because these burgers are very close to a diaper. So I don't like that.
I want one that's the wrong all the way to the left in the photo, please, not next to the baby sitting down. Yeah. So the post says, I have 31 free cheeseburgers from McDonald's if anyone is interested. Apparently, my 2-year-old knows how to order DoorDash. And then a very cute picture of a little kid sitting on a table next to 31 wrapped burgers, or 30 wrapped burgers. He's holding one of the burgers. So
he looks very proud of himself. Yeah. It's very good.
So, you know, and then I guess you know, people, and I guess good for Barrett. He left a 25% tip. So that's nice. The people came over. And one woman came by. She was pregnant and wanted 6.
Yes.
And the lady said, no judgment here.
Yeah. Way to call her out by repeating that story.
Yeah.
Just like,
yeah.
Don't talk about this. If I ever get a notable amount of cheeseburgers from you, please don't repeat that.
Yeah. And then I guess they got invited to a meetup with McDonald's staff. They were able to meet the company mascots, take some pictures, and get some nugs.
That's hard to do. Like, they're around. They're all, like, it's
well,
not
know,
the original Ronald McDonald.
Well, yeah, most McDonald's don't have, like, a Ronald McDonald walking around, like, you know, on retainer.
They got
know,
one they, for stuff,
Eli
for
just
big
walks
stuff.
Into McDonald's and demands to have an audience with
Where is he?
Yeah. Show me. I have, I'm calling 911, telling them to put Mayor McCheese in jail and release El Chapo.
Mayor McCheese eats babies. Yeah. It's
also
a huge problem.
I think
he's harvesting adrenochrome.
I think an underrated part of this too is the way that like this where DoorDash has to send someone a message and be like, hey, Star, your order is taking a little longer than we thought after they order 31 cheeseburgers. I was like, I think it's going to take as long as anyone would expect a McDonald's. This is one of those hacks, like when you ask for fries without salt, where it's like, if you order 31 cheeseburgers,
they have to make them
fresh
right?
because they don't have 31 ready.
At least 25 of them will be fresh.
Also, I had to ask somebody about this. So he's talking about this 25% tip on DoorDash. So like all the delivery stuff, like Uber Eats and DoorDash or whatever, it used to be, this is going to be Andy Rooney-esque almost. It used to be like the tip was like numerical, right? And that's how I would usually tip delivery. And then all of a sudden it jumped to like the 20-25 like restaurant style. And I definitely had like a, is this allowed moment where I was like, is everyone tipping like 25% on, because delivery I feel like is all fucked up. I don't know if it's the same rules. I just want some guidance here. I just always
do 20, or if it's like if I'm getting something cheap, I like round up. I usually do. My DoorDash still has the dollars, so I usually just do the highest of the
dollars.
How
do I get that back?
I don't know, man.
Even the highest of dollars, I'm seeing these 20, especially if you buy like some calamari because you're feeling, you know, spicy, and it's like calamari is not heavy, but now the percentage is all fucked up. It's crazy. So that's all
I'm
saying.
You're a bad tipper, folks. You heard it here first.
I still do it, but I am not happy about it. Right?
That's like when everyone got really mad on Twitter because someone was like, why is there a tip option on this thing that I like never have tipped before in my life, but I use Square and now I have to tip on it? And everyone got mad at them. I feel like that's a reasonable complaint.
People are tipping like $8 on delivering. I think that's high. I think that's a lot. I'm just throwing that out there. If I must be attacked, so be it. But for a one-man dinner, I don't know. I don't know.
One-man dinner.
Single man's dinner? $8 tip? I don't know.
I got to tip $8 for a full rack of ribs.
Tipping $8 for his buffalo chicken roller.
I'm telling you.
He's furious about it. He's so mad.
Bring me a Slurpee. I got to tip you $8. I don't know.
Go to 7-Eleven,
then. Go to 7-Eleven would be one way to resolve this issue. Get off your ass.
Get off your ass.
So yeah, good for the burgers. Best of luck to the family. You know, good story. Nice.
Heartwarming.
Yeah, he's enjoying the burger.
Here's a tip.
Number four.
That was
number
four.
Number three now.
So excited about your little
three.
Here's a tip.
Robot voice.
Learn how to count, pal.
fucking idiot.
Oh man, request, Shelby, can you get the Philip Seymour Hoffman I'm a fucking idiot from Boogie Nights, please? One of my favorite line readings of all time. I'm a fucking idiot.
Crying in the car.
Man, he's just like me. Number three is, this story is delightful. So y'all know and love scallops. By the way, this story is from NC Hammer 326 in our $10 a month patron exclusive Discord channel for story submissions. So scallops, right? We love them. I love them. I think they're delicious. What are your thoughts on scallops?
Kath is doing a book report on scallops.
Scallops are a land of contrast.
I do not love scallops, but
the dictionary defines scallops as
I don't love the texture of scallops.
Yeah.
Personally,
really,
they're like marshmallowy. I don't care.
Anywhere that has scallops usually has a different shellfish that I would just order instead.
What are you going over scallops?
I'm liking clams and I'm liking mussels. Mm, yeah. Mussels are top notch.
Wolf frites. Yeah. Love a little mussels and fries.
And it's the same as oysters too. Scallops are very expensive, so
That's
I don't
true.
Like them, I'm not going to pay a premium to suffer through them.
I'm only getting them at like a really nice restaurant where I know they're going to be really good. Otherwise, I'm probably skipping
the marshmallows of the sea.
I do like them, but. Yeah, so they're, as we said, they're very expensive. They are very complicated and difficult to fish, which is why they're so expensive. And they have discovered a new way to fish them, which is they love disco lights. They just love to party. They've like designed these little underwater lights that like flash. And they attract scallops, and then they, like, I guess they, like, repel other fish. Like, other fish don't like it. And so, exactly, it's like a little scallop disco down there. So, yeah, they, like, reduce bycatch and stuff because they can just attract all these scallops to this little Studio 54 party. And, you know... help the rest of the sea by not getting caught up in these scallop fish.
I mean, they
nets.
Keep the rest of the. They also have a very tight door, so that's why the other fish get turned away. They're not interesting enough.
Oh, they're not the. Yeah, they have a really. You know, they don't follow the dress code.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, scallops are pretty aesthetically pleasing yeah. as far as undersea.
A lot of angry fish Yelp reviews. Like the doorman yeah. was I mean, a total dick.
Yeah. The scallop is the icon of shells. I mean that's yeah. the classic shell. Even the gas stations use it.
All the other crustaceans and mollusks and stuff are just like so tired of this beauty standard set by the scallops that they can't get into this goddamn disco.
And then we'll see how much you like scallops after this. That I didn't know this. Scallops can have up to 200 eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
Delicious.
Ooh, delicious.
That's fine with me. I don't. Yeah. You don't eat the eyes. It's fine.
How do you know you're not?
Because scallops, it's not a whole animal. It's just the abductor muscle. So the thing you're eating when you're eating a scallop is the muscle that closes and opens the shell.
But the eye muscles. I don't know. Where are they going?
Imagine them walking into Lens Crafters.
God damn it.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, hell no.
That would be a hell yes. It'd be like, I'm going to hit my quota, dude.
There's an all you can fit on your face glasses.
All you can see guarantee for the scallops.
The glasses buffet.
God damn it.
Yeah. I like this too, where apparently they were doing it to get crabs, and they're like, maybe yeah. crabs will like this. And then scallops are like more valuable, and they're like, oh shit.
And as we know, crabs just want the meat. Give them the meat.
Yeah. They love giving
the
meat.
They just want the meat. Yeah.
We've covered just a deeply fucking dumb animal, crabs. Man, not good.
Another delicious and stupid animal. Only two eyes, too, which is probably
yeah,
better.
That's part of it, I'm sure. But yeah.
But yeah, so did it... I'm trying to read this. Did it attract the crabs, too? Or did it, like, not work on crabs and
no,
only work on scallops?
They think the crabs might not like it because there were no crabs. They were like, okay, let's see how many crabs we get. And then they had a number. Let me find it again. Yeah, I think they were like, crabs did not... Or didn't notice any difference... I thought it said here that they're like less crabs. Maybe there are just so many scallops that they forgot about the crab
well,
entirely.
Well, there's literally a video of it. So the little LED light traps, they look like a lobster trap or something, but they have these little LED lights. And there are literally, there's footage of the scallops like jumping into it. Like it's so excited to be there.
They love it.
He's just like, because you know they kind of move by opening and closing their shell. So it's just like, murr, 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 and yeah. it just like jumps right in. It's great.
Yeah, and then all the other... at least it's not one of those silent raves for the scallops, because those things... Whew, I don't know why... That's on my mind, because I passed one of those on the way to the concert we both went to, and man...
Oh, like one of those where everyone has headphones in and they're all dancing around?
Yeah, and they're walking on the
street.
Where
was it? Like on the street?
In the middle of Hell's Kitchen, which also, why? Well, I don't know, but...
Yeah, that neighborhood is fucking cursed. It's so bad.
It's not a neighborhood I would play real loud music on noise-canceling headphones in and walk around.
There's also
tell
that.
You that. But, yeah, very interesting neighborhood. But, yeah, so this is... So, does this mean... Now I'm concerned. I mean, what does this mean for the price of scallops? What does this?
Yeah, I don't think it'll go down. I feel like everyone is taking advantage of all this inflation shit and jacking up the price regardless. Yeah. More profit for them.
It's crazy that like finding
arrest
out
that Joe Biden.
Yeah. Arrest Joe Biden. That's what I'm saying.
Scallops, man.
Hello, 911. The price of scallops is too damn high.
Yeah, I'm shorting
Americans
scallops.
Americans can't even get their necessities anymore.
My scallops. My scallop futures. No. No one could have expected this. It's like funny, I was just like finding out that scallops love LEDs could lead to in like 20 years they're just extinct because everyone's like,
yeah,
we figured out how to catch them
and how to just be crawling in them knee deep in scallops.
That would be fun. That'd be nice. I feel like that could be a weird therapeutic new medicine, just a scallop bath. I don't know.
They're all hard.
Before you cook them, I guess they are, right? They're like
I just mean in the shells.
Oh, no, out of the shells.
I don't want to be in the meat. I don't want to be touching... No, thank you.
What if I told you that they do something with impurities? How about now?
I mean, you might be able to sell me on it. If they, they remove toxins.
How about it's a detox sitting a bunch of scallops? How about that?
I do hate toxins.
I do hate toxins.
Hate and to
I
want have them toxins.
Out of me. Want them out of me as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
Get them out.
Panicking when an Instagram ad tells me I have toxins in my body.
I'm more interested
calling 911 about that.
In the one thing I can do for my gut every day or whatever with that one doctor who's.
Oh, yeah. God. I need to heal my gut.
Yeah.
So bad.
To eat this disgusting looking thing every day or whatever. Like, it's. I'm not. I've never clicked on one of those ads and I never will, but I like to imagine.
So, yeah. Best of luck to these scallops on not going extinct. Yeah. I hope they evolve to not like to party so that, you know, some of them won't get overfished.
There'll just be more nerd scallops now. They'll take over.
Yeah.
Yeah. Number two?
Number two.
Number two.
Number two comes to us from Compact Prism, obvious plant in the Discord, I believe it is. For some reason, the Google Doc is not loading anymore, but I know it's Compact Prism, so thank you, Compact Prism.
I banned you, actually.
I was banned from the Google Doc. Mm-hmm. Like, what the hell is going on? Okay. anyway, it comes to us from the world of golf. The PGA Championship is happening this weekend, and... That's right.
The music of golf.
This guy, Richard Bland, who is an English golfer, he posted a video on social media showing that it was probably not his weekend at the tournament. He hit a recovery shot from he was out kind of in the rough under some trees and kind of pitched one out to try to get back into the fairway, and I guess he hit it and it was almost all the way up onto the green, and it actually got up onto the lip of the green, and this squirrel runs up and basically grabs it and kind of gnaws on it a little bit, I guess, and then runs away, and then the ball rolls off the green. So really not what you want if you're this not a lot of
do they have to play from there? Is that like
I'm with Catherine. I think this might be because my knowledge of this is coming from the movie Happy Gilmore, but I'm like, I think you just have to play it. I think if it's part of a squirrel is technically part of the feature, like, is that
play it as it lies is sort of the general overall thing. I mean, I put a link to his
he doing good
video
also
post.
Richard Bland is a very funny name.
That's right.
It sounds like someone's like fake ex. It's like Richard Bland.
Yeah, no, he missed the cut, so he was not having a good
he was doing bad anyway.
So yeah, basically when your ball in motion is accidentally deflected or stopped, there's no penalty. So, I mean, I would hope there wouldn't be a penalty. You normally play the ball from wherever it lies. So, like I said, play it as it lies. This includes when your ball accidentally strikes your body or equipment. So, I guess that's the closest analogous rule that would apply, you know, to this situation. So the squirrel, I don't know, maybe the squirrel had some money down on him not making the cut or something. I have, who knows?
It was a trained saboteur squirrel.
That's right.
By another golfer. The only golfer I know at this point and have seen any coverage of from this is John Daly. So I'm assuming this is John Daly has, if anyone is training squirrels to sabotage other people, I feel like it's him.
Grip it and rip it, baby.
That guy looks like he can talk to animals, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got a good style. I think more, I like that. I like that kind of golfer.
He's just made of cigarettes and Diet Coke.
Yeah.
He's like...
Diet Coke, sure. That's what's in the can that John Daly is drinking. like, when you have a name... When you're... Like, because I always know an alcoholic Arnold Palmer is a John Daly, but he's killing... You know, grip it and rip it. Let's
go. He's great. He's really good.
I liked...
Also, I want to say when Shelby played that music at the beginning of the story, it reminded me of how when we went to see Pup last week... they came out to Round Ball Rock.
Oh, yeah.
And so Eli and I felt very, very at home, very comfortable.
It's our podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're just like us. Uh-huh. Huh. They're just like us coming out to Round Ball Rock.
Yeah. I don't know much about golf. I think Shelby, you're like kind of a golf robot. Shelby,
golf
you're like
guy,
a
Shelby?
Golf guy, right? Yes. I was just
true.
I was just reading about it was through like some watch shit or whatever, but I'm like, look, if any of these guys is bad, I just golf, man. I'm sure all of them are conservative. Who knows? But this, I really like that there is a guy that's like almost Happy Gilmore-esque. This guy, Bubba Watson, who they were like, yeah, he can hit it like 400 yards and he's very bad at putting. And it was like, hell yeah. And he uses a pink driver. I was like, this is my guy now. This dude rules. This guy's just got an absolute cannon and then is like not good at putting, like known for. So, yeah. Is that accurate, Shelby? Yeah. Well, I got a guy now. Maybe I'll watch the Masters. It seems like a good thing to nap to.
Yeah, golf is a primo thing to have on in the background.
It's
very good.
I'm just thinking about Happy Gilmore now, and like, you know, like Joe Flaherty's character, who's Jackass.
Jackass.
I'm just thinking about like a really good bit would be just Joe Flaherty just going to golf, just to watch. And people are just like, excuse me?
In like the windbreaker and the bucket hat.
Yeah.
Like in the outfit. Yeah.
Also,
he's just like, no, I'm just a golf fan. Yeah. I'm just here because I like golf. It'd be a good bit.
Man, that might even be a good stream at some point. Mario Golf, the new Mario Golf. All of us dressing up, showing up in polos, doing a little tour.
I don't even know if I have country club appropriate clothes. I might have to go shopping for this.
Anything with a collar, yeah. I would like to golf. I've only ever gone to the driving range, and that was, but
golf's fun.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, it's a big investment.
Yeah, it's one of those
public
things.
Places and stuff. I feel like we talked about this recently. I can't remember if it was on the podcast or not, Eli. Yeah, about how you want to start golfing?
I want to get into it.
It's one of those things where like you can kind of psych yourself out by assuming that everyone who does it is like good at it, and they are not good at it. Like it's like, you know, groups of like businessmen or whatever, and like, you know, and like I'm not saying that people aren't like, you know, but like. There will be just like completely shitty shots, like missed, like off the tee, like topping it or something like that. You know, the kind
God
of thing where
it, damn
know,
it,
and like it's just a funny thing to think about because you're like, oh, they must all be really good. Like you just assume it's, and it's like no, like they're, you know, like they're like anybody. You know, it's like guys playing basketball and right. You know what I mean.
Like they're just like drinking gin and tonics outside,
right?
Like
it also seems to me to have a funny like parallel to. Gaming, like competitive gaming, in the point where there's a lot of people who are bad at it and then just keep buying more expensive clubs where they're like, it's my club that is the problem.
Yeah,
the same way people are like, I just need a more expensive mouse. They're like, you know what the problem is? The reason I'm bad at this game is because I'm not seeing 240 frames per second, and that is holding me back. And then other people are just like, I need a driver that's bent up like a fucking zigzag. That's what I need.
Well, for a while, the thing was you need a driver that's like with a head the size of a bowling ball. That was like a trend for the Big Bertha.
I mean, I feel like that would probably help me.
They should do an
like
event.
More surface area. I won't miss it.
Yeah. They should do an event where you get the best golfers in the world and they all have to just use rental clubs. Like they're in a pile and they ring a bell and everyone has to go try to find a driver that like is sort of the right length for them. Do that. That would be good.
Golf reality competition.
Hey,
I like it.
That's basically what they do on like RuPaul's Drag Race.
That's holy moly. Well, isn't that the thing? One of the million shows that Rob Riggle hosts where people just get hurt on foam.
Oh yeah.
Obstacles.
It's like extreme mini golf, right?
Yeah.
Where they're like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think someone got really hurt and they shut it down.
I feel like if Rob Riggle is hosting the game show you're on, you're going to get hurt.
Yeah.
Like he just hosts shows where people get injured. That's his whole thing.
Yeah, I think that happened on Wipeout too. They're fun until they're not, and then it's like wrestling when you're a kid. You're like, this is fun, and then someone hits a table wrong, and you're like, oh no, this is not fun
anyway,
anymore.
Put us on Floor is Lava.
Yes,
we're gonna do it.
Season 2. Yeah, are they filming more of that? What's the deal? That's weird.
I saw some wrestlers say they were on it, but I don't know if they were kidding. Like Orange Cassidy, I think tweeted that he and Chuck Taylor and Trent Barreto were going to be on but I think he was kidding. I hope he's not.
That's a terrible game show for famously oily sportsmen. Like, you got to not oil up for Flores Lava.
You can't grease up for that one.
Do not. Somebody that trying
those
to
guys, yeah. Those guys are all pretty dry, the three guys I named. They're fairly dry.
So, wrestlers. Yeah, it was renewed. Was renewed in April 2021 for a second season, but like that seems like a pretty easy one to just bang out, especially like last summer when everything felt like safer. Like,
right, just film it all then. We get like 2 weeks, you're done.
They gotta make all that lava though.
They gotta make
that's
all
true.
Lava.
They got to make the lava.
That's the lava production is very time consuming. That's where 90% of the budget goes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, making the lava.
That was a good. That was a perfect pandemic show though. It came out in like April or May, I think, of the of 2020, and it was just like, yeah, this is nice. And it was shot before this, so we don't have to be worried about people. You know, isn't this dangerous or whatever? You know, just some good old fun. So,
yeah.
Anyway, bring it back.
Put us on season two.
Well, and then before we go to one. Just another pandemic, since we're still in it, show recommendation, Old Enough on Netflix. Delightful.
Yeah. People just are loving it.
2 to 4 year old Japanese children running errands by themselves. Not in big cities. That's what I was concerned about. Out in the country.
There's a camera crew following them. They're not going to get...
Yeah.
Nothing bad happens to them. Yeah. Don't worry about
it. One kid goes home to make juice. Takes him 3 hours. Unbelievable. He's doing everything but making juice. One point he's just lying under a table while his mom calls him to bring them the juice. It's so great.
The one I've seen is the clip of the little kid going to the grocery store to get curry, and he gets like everything except curry, and then is walking out and is like, oh shoot, the curry.
Yeah, it's great.
So relatable, man. I'm just like that little kid.
There's another one where the little kid,
I gotta watch this.
His mom's like, you gotta go get a cabbage, it's in the garden in the shed, I already picked it. And the kid's like, all right. And they go get the cabbage, and they forget there's a cabbage in the shed, and they spend an hour just like twisting a cabbage out of the ground, and then they show back up at home with like this fucking like huge ass cabbage on a root, and they're like, sorry, I'm late. And their mom's like, what the fuck? Check it out.
The idea of a little kid saying, sorry, I'm late, is so perverse. Like a 3-year-old kid. Like you can't be late. There's nowhere for you to go.
You don't have to be anywhere on time. What are you talking about? No one's waiting for you.
Yeah. Sorry, boss. It's like, what is going on?
Yeah.
Boss baby. This is the boss
baby. That kid is very professional. She says stuff like, it's starting to get dark outside. And, you know, she's on the job. It's delightful. Check it out. Number one.
Number one.
Also, check out Prison Break.
And this week's number one reason to say, what a time to be alive.
Number one. Yeah, I'm going to be at bars now and be like, I've been watching Prison Break lately.
You guys seen this thing?
You in Criminal Minds. It's not that different.
Prison Break is
somehow steering every conversation to Prison Break somehow.
This is just like in Prison Break.
You know who should be in jail? You know who should be in jail? Joe Biden. Which reminds me, have you been watching Prison Break? It's pretty
That's
good.
What all of our listeners are going to be saying at the bars this week after listening to this
episode. Who's my favorite character? T-Bag, the guy who looks like an eagle, remember?
I like the guy with
Twin Peaks.
Yeah.
People are just like, did you take like mushroom chocolate? What is going on?
I like the guy who has the jail drawn on him.
That's the guy. He's my favorite.
Yeah, they should sell like an action figure of him with a marker so you can draw the jail on his back. actual number one. This is.
Wait, okay, sorry. The idea that the thing preventing you from breaking out of prison is that you don't know the layout of the jail is.
Yeah.
So
he has a lot of information on him. Like he has a ton of info on him. It's like from what I remember, and I have not seen it in a very long time. I know people like this show, and it's like, but it's like it's the premise is a little silly, obviously.
Yeah.
But
sure,
my man's back looking like a Monster Energy nutrition.
But there's
facts.
Like a lot there's of a information lot of stuff where it's like, oh, just check, you know, like it's on there. Like the information, he's like the walking, like, you know.
At least tattoo it where you can read it. He's like a everyone else can read.
He's like a walking strategy guide.
he's a human Prima Games for the prison.
I was trying to think of a brand name. I couldn't think of one.
my man got Game Facts tattooed on his back to try to get out of the prison.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh man.
Yeah. They're like, oh well, you're gonna want to take out all the guards. He has take out all the guards written on his back.
But it's written in Pig Latin, so you can't. So they didn't know.
Yeah, a lot of it is written in Latin, right?
Just like, kill probably. The guards. That's all that's written on the back.
Get in the laundry thing.
Buy ladder.
Them.
There's a big mistake to sell ladders at the prison commissary.
Yeah.
What do they even need them for? Nothing legitimate.
Oh, man. Yeah.
They have one. It's like an arcade where they have the fake prize. It's like a Harley Davidson at Dave and Buster's, but it's a huge ladder at the prison commissary. Anyways, yes, number one. This comes to us from Kate, Federal Bussy Inspector. Thank you. Also in Discord name news, I noticed whoever's name used to be Eric Thesis Defender is now named Eric Degree Haver. So I assume...
Yay! Congrats,
congrats
Eric.
To Eric, who now has degree. So yeah, this story comes from Kate, Federal Bussy Inspector. This is just a hero. We absolutely love to see this. This is... I'm loving the name of the source that we got the story from. It's just called breezyscroll.com. Which is perfect for what we're doing here.
Just, love a breezy scroll. Just a nice, a walk in the park of scrolling.
Yeah.
Opposite of doom scrolling. Yeah. Love it.
And so what this is, it's the story of a woman named Kristen Bouchard, not the one from Evil. This is a different one, but great show.
Okay. Coming back in early June.
Coming Check back. Paramount Plus, it's the only reason to pay for it. I don't know. They probably got some movies on there.
They got some stuff on there. Yeah.
They got some stuff on there anyways.
That's where RuPaul is.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
So this is... She's a clerk in a small main town in Passamaquoddy, you know, Maine. And so she's the only clerk. Who can't relate to this? So she requested a vacation. A month and a half ago, plenty of time. I need my 2-week vacay. And the Board of Selectmen, which I guess is a thing, they fucking denied her vacation request. They said, you can't go on vacation because no one can replace you. We don't have anybody that can do your job, which is a big old bargaining chip to hand to somebody.
Gotta say, that sounds like a you problem, my friends. Why don't you have anyone else?
Yes.
Why is it just me?
Which she goes, well, that's such a big you problem. How about I draw this into further relief? And she just resigned when they said, nice. We don't have anyone to replace you. So she resigned on April 7th.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. And the whole...
Presumably had a great time on vacation. Just peaced out.
So she left... And the entire town office is now shut down, and it does not operate because she left and she had...
The town is basically dissolved at that point, I think.
Yeah, it's full
it's
anarchy.
Over.
Everyone's running
it's
around.
It's the purge, yeah.
it's the purge. She resigned and they started the purge. they just sent them into complete pandemonium. Which is, A, that rules, because, yeah, call their bluff on this. B, this right. is even a good, because, like, if anything, they need her back so bad that I'm sure she can, like, renegotiate to get so much more money. Because she's like, do you want your town to operate? I have...
At the very least, it's like, I'll interview for this job when I'm back from vacation.
Yeah.
Like, see you in a bit.
Uh-huh. And, yeah, so it's a small town, Oh, yeah. So she didn't work full time at 16 hours a week, though she said she often worked more, and she was paid $13,500 a year.
Oh, yeah. You gotta negotiate that up, babe. Like, you should be getting more than that. To run this town,
They're like capping the hours, too, so it's a lot of, yeah, I mean.
Yeah, yeah. No benefits, come on.
So, also, excuse the coughing, I had the bronchitis earlier this week.
I got bronchitis.
Well, you're holding on to that.
love to have a drop ready for any. Yeah. got these planter's warts. You know, let's see if he's got one for that. Yeah.
That sounded like Cat Williams. What was that from?
I got bronchitis.
Maybe.
Maybe.
So,
from his new special all about how he has bronchitis.
I'm watching that new special. You better believe it. Absolutely. I've been waiting for a Pimp Chronicles to drop for years.
He's the best, man. I love him. I haven't seen it yet.
I saw one bit. This is a great podcast. I'm trying to remember what it was, but it was one of those... Oh, fuck. God damn it. I was just like, yes, I'll listen to Cat Williams get upset about this forever. it was about chicken thighs. You know when they were like, there's a shortage of chicken wings. We only have chicken thighs. And he was talking about, he was like, chickens have two wings and two thighs. He's like, where are these spider chickens? How is this possible?
Pretty good.
And, you know, and he's got, his style is impeccable as always. He's wearing like three hats. You're just like, do you, man? So, yeah. I mean, yeah, if they're going to act like you're like this kind of part-time non-essential worker, call their bluff.
Yeah, man. Good for her. A great resignation continues. Eli's lungs also resigning.
Yes, they're done.
Also quitting.
You wouldn't give him a vacation.
I got bronchitis.
You wouldn't give them a vacation.
Oh, that's Lil Wayne. I figured out what it is.
Mm-hmm. What's it from? Wrong.
Excuse me? Well, then you got to tell me, Robot Shelby. Or do you want to protect your soundboard sources?
Protect your sources.
Yeah.
You can't let us know.
So as of right now, the people of Passam Dip...
One resident describes her horrifying experience when she first realized the complex was on fire.
Well, I woke up to go give me a cold.
Oh, okay. This was like a person actually suffering.
This was, I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
That's right.
And I ran out. I didn't grab no shoes or nothing, Jesus. I ran for my life. And then the smoke got me. I got bronchitis.
Ain't nobody got time for that. She's a good storyteller. I'm glad she got out of that fire. Mm-hmm. I feel bad laughing at her now, but.
She made it out. Yeah.
She made it out.
I would not let this happen.
Exactly.
So
anyway.
Yeah.
Pass the dumb keg, by the way.
Okay, I'm pass the sure dumb keg. For now, they are relying
on... Pass the
on
damn keg. That's what I say when I'm at a party.
Pass the damn yeah, keg.
It's the party capital of Maine.
You pass the keg. You that's have to right. heave it over to
pass
Patty.
Pass me the keg.
Patty's gargoyling the damn keg. He's up there.
guarding it. Yeah, squatting on top of it. Shoving people away from it.
The thinking man's keg stand, the gargoyle. A classic. That was always the thing. We were like, do a keg stand. I was like, what about the kind that doesn't make you throw up? And they're like, that's part of it. It's like, all right.
Shut
we love
up.
State school. For the time, yeah, so they've got selectmen and other municipalities to perform fundamental governmental responsibilities. Sounds like a fancy way of saying shit is not well at the municipal
triage.
Building.
I like that she really hasn't come back. She's just done. This was 2 months ago.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
I hope she got another job, like a good one. That'll give her vacation.
Another city poached her to be their clerk.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This, and
she's
I will
now
say,
working for Eric Adams.
Yeah, without...
City of Swagger.
I don't want to overshare say too much, but like this happens in a lot of levels of government where I know like somebody was like a clerk in the government and then retired, and then 2 weeks later they were like, we do not know, please come back, where everything is falling apart. So
that's how government is. That's how from my understanding, that's how like all like coding is. Like there's so much of that makes like the internet possible that is just something someone did 20 years ago that like no one knows what it does, so they can't take it out, because if they take it out it might break, like all this kind of scotch tape together shit.
Yeah,
no, things are going fine. The system will definitely not fail. Or podcasts. Precisely. So I'm proud of this lady.
Yeah, hero.
Good luck to this town.
Yeah. Worker's hero.
Shelby's going to ask for a vacation now.
Woman of the
gonna
people.
Be sunk.
We're going to be screwed. It'll be all over for us. We also will no longer have sovereignty, just like this town, when Shelby leaves.
Well...
Plugs time?
Plugs.
Plugs.
Plugs, 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 plugs,
plugs, plugs,
plugs, plugs, plugs, plugs, plugs, plugs, plugs,
we need to scare everybody away before we do the plug.
Had to put in that song from that I only know from TikTok there. And I can put
you in. Yeah.
It's Jack Harlow.
It's Jack Harlow, and I know that like the dudes that hang out, there's like a gaggle of dudes that is constantly outside my apartment drinking beers, like by the door. And I know that they are not scary because they were listening to that song the last time I walked out there.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay. You're like, you're selling weed, but like not in a way that is threatening to me.
You're fine. Delivering weed. Like, yeah. I heard his name 100 times. I always assumed he was British because that's just like,
it's a British
how you
name.
Get away
he's
with
like
that
from Tennessee.
Too. Yeah, he's from fucking Kentucky. And I also thought he did more hooks. like, I just thought, I was like, oh, I was like, everyone's just cool with this. Like, that's the vibe, you know? It was one of those things where he's like, oh, me and Eminem. And it's like, you're not Eminem. You're a frat guy from Kentucky.
Yeah, Eminem, like, Eminem has the support of the Minions. So
the That's Minions?
True, yeah.
Oh, true.
Until the Minions back Jack Harlow, I am not sold.
Yeah.
What was that? Why? Where did that come from?
Baffling. No idea.
For those who don't know, Eminem posted...
Shout out to Gru and them.
That is what he said. Yeah, something along those lines.
Shout out to Gru and them.
It was like, yeah, it just says... Well, he was... Oh, that's right, because he got in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So there's like a...
Because of the Minions, apparently.
And it says, the Minions congratulate Eminem, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame 2022. And it's like a cartoon of Eminem standing, and there's a bunch of Minions behind him. And also a green M&M.
Does this imply that Eminem is evil and the Minions are helping him?
He's the most evil person, right? Doesn't that make him the most evil? Isn't that their whole thing? They work for the most evil person in the world?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
It's Eminem, I guess.
Well, they just congratulate him. They don't work for him.
The most evil person in the world is Slim Shady. His one of his personalities.
Yeah. I see. Yeah. I've been a...
We should do plugs, though. Yeah. That's what we were doing. What
just don't. Saying? We don't need to play the plugs thing again.
Please don't. No!
Patreon.com/whatatimepod. That's the best way to support the show. We got lots of stuff coming up. We got the live stream this Thursday, the 26th. Yes.
26th. At 8 p.m.
Link will be in the Patreon, 8 p.m. Eastern. So you can join up there. We're going to do some fun stuff on YouTube. You also get $5 off tickets to the live show July 8th. You also get free shipping at whatatimepod@bigcartel.com, which includes the new mug, which is dropping for our 200th episodes. Speaking of which, you get 200 episodes, as well as live show video, commentary tracks for Roadhouse and Fate of the Furious, previous live streams, including the Death Knot Challenge. It's really, you know, it's exhausting to even list the stuff you get for the low, low price. And if you subscribe at $10...
If you think of it, it's exhausting to list it, try listening to
That's right.
It's exhausting. Yeah. Check out our Patreon, everyone.
It's fun. yeah, so there's all that. And if you're at the $10 level, you can submit the stories in the Discord. And that's all the big stuff, I think. We've also got... I guess leave us a review on iTunes. That's supposedly supposed to be good for algorithms and stuff. So if you wouldn't mind... And tell a friend, you know, make them listen to it. I don't know, contrive some way where they have to listen to it. And you can kind of keep saying, isn't this funny to them or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Also, live show July 8th. There's a ticket link.
I said
in...
it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I said
you get $5 off the live show thing. Yeah, but yes.
I'm sorry.
July 8th. Out. Ticket link in the thing.
In
the description. And yeah, come to that. That'll be fun. And you could bowl after or before, depending on how early you get there.
Please, but the show's not during.
Yeah, I wouldn't
recommend live show it July 8th.
That's right.
Thank you, robot. What a Time Pod at Twitter. What a Time Pod on Instagram. What a Time Podcast at gmail.com. I think that's everything. I'm Patty Mo and all the stuff, and I don't have anything to plug.
I have another podcast called Lie, Cheat, and Steal. It's a true crime podcast about liars, frauds, thieves, and bullshitters. We do 2 free episodes a month and 2 bonus episodes on our Patreon every month. I don't think I have any shows coming up. June 17th is the next paid protest at Secret Loft on 14th Street at 8 p.m. Should be a really good time. I'm on social media at Kath Barbadoro. I'm not on Twitter right now, but find me on Instagram or whatever. I'll post my shows there. Okay, bye.
I have nothing to plug. The live stream.
Come to the live stream.
Thank you.
Just do
it. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.